Lesson 107. Or so. The words or so mean about or a little more than. For example, I learnt English for 2 years or so means I learnt English for about or a little more than 2 years. What do the words or so mean?
The words or so mean about or a little more than.
Give me an example, please.
He earns £20 or so a week.
Run a business, etc. Do you think you could run a large factory, or don't you think you could even run a small coffee shop? Emphasizing pronouns. Leave out, emphasis, then. In the sentence, John washed himself, the word himself is a reflexive pronoun, but in the sentence, John washed the car himself, the word himself is not a reflexive pronoun, because it is not the receiver of the action. The word car is the object. The word himself could be left out, and the sentence would still make sense. It is put in, however, to make what is said stronger, that is, to give it emphasis, and so it is called an emphasizing pronoun. The emphasizing pronouns are the same as the reflexive pronouns, that is, myself, yourself, himself, etc. In the sentence, John washed himself, what do we call the word himself?
In the sentence, John washed himself, the word himself is a reflexive pronoun.
Why?
Because the subject and the object are the same person. That is, the doer of the action is also the receiver, which means that the action is reflected back onto the doer.
In the sentence, John washed the car himself, is the word himself a reflexive pronoun?
No. In the sentence, John washed the car himself, the word himself isn't a reflexive pronoun.
Why not?
Because it is not the object of the sentence, which means it is not the receiver of the action.
Which word is the object of the sentence?
The word car is the object of the sentence.
Could we leave the word himself out of the sentence?
Yes, we could leave the word himself out of the sentence.
Why do we put it in then?
We put it in to make what is said stronger and to give it emphasis.
What do we call such a word?
We call such a word an emphasizing pronoun.
What are the emphasizing pronouns?
The emphasizing pronouns are myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, ourselves, yourselves, and themselves.
Give me 3 sentences containing emphasizing pronouns, please.
I remember it very clearly because I gave him the money myself. People cannot usually repair shoes themselves. They have to take them to a shoe repairer. She always drove the car herself.
Do you believe in the expression, if you want a job doing properly, do it yourself? If a pupil can't answer a question during the lesson himself, who helps him with the answer? Sometimes we use an emphasizing pronoun with the meaning of alone, in which case we generally use the word by with it. For example, I did the translation myself emphasizes the fact that I did the translation and not someone else, whereas I did the translation by myself means that I did the translation alone without help. What's the difference between these 2 sentences? He cut the bread himself and he cut the bread by himself.
The difference between these 2 sentences is that the first sentence emphasizes the fact that he cut the bread, not someone else, whilst the second sentence means he cut the bread alone without help.
Does this door shut by itself? Settle. 1. United Nations Organization, UNO or UN, stir, forever, the Spanish, the Portuguese. The word settle is one of those difficult words which has all kinds of meanings and uses. Here are 5 of them. To pay. If you don't settle your bills when you ought to, what happens?
If I don't settle my bills when I ought to, I might have to pay a fine.
To end. If 2 countries can't settle a political problem, where do they, or rather where should they, go in order to settle it?
if two countries can't settle a political problem, they go to the United Nations organization, you know, to settle it.
To go to the bottom. If you don't stir your coffee, what happens to the sugar?
If I don't stir my coffee, the sugar settles to the bottom of the cup.
What kind of things stir you the most?
The kind of things that stir me the most are music, watching sport, a film with a sad ending, etc.
To make one's home. Would you find it difficult to settle in a foreign country forever? To colonize. Who were the first Europeans to settle in South America?
The first Europeans to settle in South America were the Spanish and the Portuguese.
To decide. If I said to you that I was going to Australia next year, but that nothing had been settled yet, what would I mean?
If you said to me that you were going to Australia next year, but that nothing had been settled yet, you'd mean that nothing had been decided yet for certain, as to how and when you were going, etc.
Partly. Would you say that success in life was partly a question of luck?
Yes, I'd say that success in life was partly a question of luck.
Chicken. Brave. Can a chicken fly?
Yes, a chicken can fly, but not very far.
Why does a boy sometimes call another boy chicken?
A boy sometimes calls another boy chicken because he thinks the boy, like a chicken, is not very brave.
Beach. By the word beach, we usually mean that part of the shore which is between the high tide mark and the low tide mark. A beach is usually of sand or small stones made smooth by the sea. Tidy. What does it mean to be tidy?
To be tidy means to keep things in their proper place.
Idiom 10. Stand equals to bear or suffer. For example, I can't stand that man. He drives me round the bend. What does the idiom to stand mean?
The idiom to stand means to bear or to suffer.
Give me an example, please.
I just couldn't stand the way he shouted at everyone. I just had to leave.